Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the front lines of the fight to save America. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hope you're doing good today. A lot going on around the country, and we're going to get to some of the big stories of the day. Also, following the big developments in the state of Georgia, and in just a few seconds, we're going to be going, okay, maybe a minute. We're going to go to our, okay, 2 minutes. We're going to go to our good friend, Joe from LJ, who's like our official, unofficial public relations guru, and also our political correspondent. A lot going on in Georgia, and you need to understand there are some big-time shenanigans going down. So there's a group that's being led by some conservative operatives, one of whom is Roger Stone, and they're calling for Trump supporters to punish Republicans by sitting out Georgia's Senate runoffs. And apparently they're putting up big billboards, the whole nine yards. This is nuts. Are you people crazy? Do you understand that we cannot allow the Democrats to take control of the Senate? I mean, come on, folks. We got to get with it here. So the Committee on American Sovereignty has unveiled a website, and they're encouraging Georgia Republicans to write in President Trump's name in the Senate runoff elections. And you've got two, David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. This is a bad idea, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to stop playing games. This cannot turn into some sort of a dumpster fire. So buckle up, folks, and let's get down to business. Enough with the games and the shenanigans. All right, let's go right to the phones. Our good friend Joe from LJ, always, always in the know. Joe, good to have you with us today.
Todd, it's wonderful to be with you. You're doing an incredibly great job for the American taxpayers. The great news is the Dow Jones, I've been investing in stocks 50 years, just hit an all-time high of 30,000.
30,000,
I think,
yes.
One reason that 30,000, the first time in history, and I think one big reason is that the smart people in the market feel like that Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue will be reelected, so that I'm still hoping Trump can make it. But in case he doesn't, David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler can stop all the big Biden expenses. And Steve Moore, when he got off Fox News today, he called me and said, Joe, get the word out. The Biden economic plan will cost every Georgia family $1,500. $1,500. So that alone is enough good reason for our Georgia friends to get to the polls and call everybody they've known since they're 5 years old and tell them to get to the polls and vote for David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. And I'm very optimistic. Todd, I heard your call with Sandra. Let me encourage her. Sandra, we want in the House. We're only five votes short of a majority, and I'm predicting, Todd, that there'll be five or six Democrats that will go there with the Republicans to give us a majority, because they see that in 2012, with all the redistricting going on, it's going to favor Republicans big time. So, and then in the Senate, of course, if Kelly and David win, we've got 52 votes. So I'm extremely optimistic about the future, and the stock market wouldn't be hitting an all-time high, Todd, unless people felt good about the future. And I think that they think that both Kelly
Joe,
and David
let me
will
jump
be
in
re-elected.
Here. Let me jump in here for
yes,
a minute,
sir.
Joe. I have a couple of questions on some of the big stories coming out of Georgia. Stacey Abrams yesterday announcing more than 750,000 people have requested mail-in ballots. That seems a smidge high to me, Joe. But if that's the case, are there concerns there in Georgia that the Democrats may try to steal this thing?
Well, of course there is. And, Todd, there again, your show is incredible. The thing that we do have, we have talk radio. You're a great show. You're going to inspire and motivate tons of Georgians to go out and vote for Kelly and David. And I think we're going to surprise a lot of people in America by huge wins, because I have never seen our people so fired up. And there again, Todd, your great radio show. And let me tell you, every time I'm on your show, somebody has called my number in LJ and looked up Joe McCutcheon and called me and said, Joe, I heard you on Todd, and I'm fired up, I'm energized. So, Todd, you're having a huge impact. And I want to predict that David and Kelly both will win, and I want to say that Todd Starnes' national radio show will have a heck of a lot to do with it, and I'm just thankful that you're around and doing the incredible job you're doing, Todd, for the American taxpayers.
Well, we're trying our best here, Joe, and again, it's a lot of people are getting frustrated, and I get that. But now is not the time to be frustrated. We've got to buckle down, and we've got to keep our eye on the prize and keep fighting. And that's what this is really all about. Joe, appreciate the update.
We got to stay positive.
Yeah, you're right. We do.
Got to stay positive.
Yeah, I know you're right.
And that's what I love about your show. You're positive. And Sandra, don't ever give up. Winston Churchill said, "Never, never give up." Republicans are going to come back, and we're going to win stronger than ever. And one big reason is radio shows like Todd. It's just fantastic. So I'm fired. I've never been so fired up, Todd. And I'm telling everybody I know to listen to the great Todd Starnes radio show, because you are doing an incredible job, my friend.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Joe McCutchen, head of public relations and promotions, unofficially here at the Todd Starnes radio show. Joe, thanks. God bless. Hang tough, Sandra. It's going to be okay. And all the rest of you folks out there, we've just got to buckle down and we've got to fight our way through this. By the way, I got a note from a listener, and this is an interesting note, and I want to say something, that there is something the president needs to be doing, and I want to read this to you. The person says, I'm a big fan of the show, big fan of President Trump. I was on the Trump train the minute he came down the escalator at Trump Tower. Up until that point, I was not active in politics. I was really turned off by the constant lies and the broken promises. But Trump changed that. My wife and I have donated financially to the campaign. We have volunteered, made phone calls, put up signs. We are still proud to be deplorables. But over the past week or so, I've become frustrated, and I don't know what to do. I believe President Trump won this election, but I believe the race was stolen. And unless we expose the voter fraud, Republicans are going to be hard-pressed to win national elections. Well, I agree with that. He says, I agree with you. We need to take a stand and draw a line in the sand. But where is the president? Why isn't he out there leading the charge? Where are the Republicans? We are in a fight for the country. It troubles me when I see so many of our fellow conservatives sacrificing their time and energy and finances in Georgia while the president is on the golf course. Why isn't the president in Georgia? Why isn't the campaign holding rallies and fighting to protect the Senate? Well, for one thing, they are. I mean, the vice president, Mike Pence, was just in Gainesville, Georgia a few days ago, home of WDUN, one of the great radio stations in America. And the vice president was there. We do understand that Biden is going down there, and he's going to be rallying the Democrats. So we have to hope that somewhere in the planning, the president is going to be in Georgia. And if it was up to me, if I was the person giving the president counsel, I would tell the president, Mr. President, put down the golf clubs, gas up Air Force One, get down to Georgia and live there. Just every single day, get out, hold rallies, and do what we can to save the Senate. That's what Todd Starnes would tell the president if I was giving the president counsel. But I can tell you, the campaign, for whatever reason, they're a little upset. Well, they're upset with us right now because we asked for some evidence. And the evidence did not come, and that's, you know what, that's okay. That's their right. That's their privilege. We do open up our show to the Trump campaign and the administration because we want them to get their message to the people. But there are definitely some issues right now. But that's my encouragement to the president. Get out there. The people love you. The people love the president. And I guarantee you, the president gets out there and he starts doing rallies. I think the crowd is going to get energized, and like Joe from LJ said, I think the Republicans are going to hold on to the Senate. All right, let's take a call before we go to break. Let's go to Missouri. Maggie, listening to us on the live stream. All right, Maggie, what's on your mind today?
Well, I just wanted to make sure that everybody that's listening remembers that in 2008 at the Democrat convention, they totally took God off their platform. So we know who we're fighting for, who we're fighting against. And President Trump is meant to be there by God. I mean, God put him in there. And the guy that Madison, what is his name? I forgot.
Oh, General Mattis. Mad Dog Mattis.
Yes. He is part of the Pentagon group that wants continual wars so that the industrial people can keep making more money off of the wars. That's clear to me. And this voting machine stuff started under Obama because he had a big backer that had the voting machines, and then that guy, after Obama was elected, that guy went to Spain and continued on with the Dominion. So this is something Obama's known about for years. And I just get so worked up because we've got to fight. We've got to fight on our knees and with our mouth and everything that we possibly can to let people know we're not going away. We're not going away. And if President Trump does not quit, and this goes to the Congress, that means that in the House of House of Representatives, they get one vote, and we have for every state, all the 50 states, and we have 37 Republicans in there that will be taking that vote, and they will determine who the president is. And then you go to the House, and they will vote to see who the vice president is, and we know how that's going to work out.
Well, look, Maggie, there's a lot of ground to cover between now and something like that happening. And if they've got the evidence, and Maggie, we don't know. I don't know what they've got. They're not talking to anybody. I mean, they're not talking to Rush. They're not talking to Sebastian Gorka. They're not talking to anybody. So we don't know what sort of information and evidence they have. But if it's as good as they are alleging it to be, then I think the president has a fighting chance. We just have to hope and pray they've got the evidence they say they have.
Well, the woman that just quit his team, the attorney,
Sidney
that's now
Powell,
going off
yes.
on her own.
Sidney
yes.
Powell.
She is going for criminal charges now. She couldn't do that while she was with the Trump campaign, but she is now broken off to be herself, and it was agreed between both of them, and now she is going for criminal charges.
Well, we'll see how all that plays out. Again, I'm still believing they've got the evidence, but a lot of people are losing faith in the legal team. Not the president, but the legal team, and I think that's fair. Maggie, thank you for the call. Thanks. Great points, though. And it is true. You know, you think about this, the military-industrial complex, these people hate Donald Trump too. I mean, everybody hates this man. And why is that? Because he's putting us first. Thankfully, this president has not gotten us involved in any armed conflicts. Thank you, Mr. President. And the military-industrial complex, they hate that. They do. They just hate it. All right, look, got to take a break. We've got a couple of lines open, 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Sorry, I was slightly, I'll be honest with you. I wasn't paying attention to the commercial break because we're going through what the family is bringing for the big Thanksgiving feast. And my Aunt Lynn from Coldwater, Mississippi, says that she's going to bring the bail money because apparently we're going to have more than 10 people at the Thanksgiving over at the Starnes household. You know, we're violating the rules. So... thank you, Aunt Lynn, for providing bail. All right, let's go to the phones. North Carolina, Kitty is listening to us on the talk station. Kitty, how are you today?
Hey, Todd, I'm great.
And I think your program is great. I appreciate you very much.
Well, you're kind to say that.
Well, I really mean it, too. I have something very special to tell you. I wrote President Trump a thank you note, thanking him for doing great things for our country. And you won't believe this, but he wrote me a personal letter.
Is that right?
Yes, he did. This is short, so I'll read it to you. It says, Ms. Kitty Aikens, Newville, North Carolina. Dear Ms. Aikens, thank you for taking the time to write. Your support means a great deal to me. As president, I will always work to uphold the rule of law, keep the American people safe, and strengthen our great nation. Each day, my administration is delivering on their promises by tirelessly working on behalf of every citizen to create opportunity and promote the values that define our nation. I am confident that our country's greatest days lie ahead. Together, we will build a brighter future for all Americans. And he signed it. And then I wrote, I sent him a sympathy card when his brother passed away, and he wrote me another note. Thank you for offering your condolences on the passing of my brother, Robert. Your prayers and sincere words mean a great deal to me during this difficult time. May God bless you and your family. Sincerely, Donald Trump.
Well, my goodness. Kitty, what a thoughtful thing for you to do, and it's one of those simple touches, and the fact that the President of the United States wrote you back not once but twice, Kitty, that's something pretty spectacular.
Well, Todd, I went to Hobby Lobby, and I bought a beautiful gold frame with a red matting, and I have framed this letter. I am so proud of it. And I am proud of him. And he doesn't deserve all the torture he has gone through in these years that he's been our president. And I pray for him every day. And he did not lose this election. I campaigned for him 3 months. Here in New Bern, we all campaigned very hard. And nobody is telling me that President Trump lost this election.
Well, you're absolutely right, Kitty. And by the way, New Bern, one of the prettiest towns in all of North Carolina. We're going to have to go. We have to go for a quick break to pay some bills around here, Kitty. But thank you for sharing that story. What a great story. I mean, the president, not once but twice, the president and Kitty are apparently pen pals. What a terrific story. And what a great idea. Maybe you should consider dropping the president a thank you note. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. We may be the only family in America that's actually serving a pork butt along with the turkey and the ham. I'm telling you, we have a look. Starnes family, we don't mess around when it comes to Thanksgiving. I'm just telling you. And we do the deep fried turkey. By the way, just a lesson. And, you know, Sarah Carter probably knows this because she's a culinary guru, in addition to being one of the best, you know, journalists in America. But Sarah Carter.
Love cooking.
Yes. And, you know, the deep fried turkey, the rule of thumb is if the turkey is frozen, do not put it in a vat of hot oil. That's not a good idea.
No.
That's never a good idea. You know,
it's actually a horrible idea. And, you know, and people wonder why they have, like, massive fires even in their backyard.
I tried to.
And why they have these horrible turkeys. Yeah.
I tried to explain this to our mutual friend, Tony. You know who we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. So. I love Tony. Why? Tony tried frying his frozen turkey. Did he do that?
No, but
now
but
I'm never going to let him forget it.
Oh, my goodness. SarahAcarter.com is the website, folks. You got to bookmark this website. Great stuff, as always, there. Sarah, my goodness. I think a lot of people are emotionally spent, to be honest with you, but I am still pretty hopeful about all of this.
Yeah, you know, look, I am hopeful in the sense, Todd, that the American people, over 73 million that voted for President Trump, have actually chosen and opened up their eyes to seeing what Washington really is. We would have never known that had Trump not been elected, had the disruptors, which are the American people who are sick and tired of the way that Washington was being run and is being run, didn't vote for him. We voted for him. We've seen that. Now with this election, we're seeing all of the mistakes, all of the probabilities of election fraud that have been out there. And now I'm saying that the American people need to stand up. They need to ask and demand for election reform. We need to count every legal vote. And we need to ensure that no matter who won this election, and who wins this election, that it was because of every legal vote. And that will be the most important aspect of this.
No, I completely agree. And we have to have that reform. And quite frankly, both political parties ought to be demanding that something be done here. And I'm very concerned. You've got Stacey Abrams out there touting the fact that she's got more than 750,000 mail-in ballots ready to go. We're watching this all unfold again before our very eyes.
Yeah, we are. And we have to be very concerned about these universal mail-in ballots and what that means to our system and to our electoral system and how potentially fraught with fraud it is. And, you know, I'm talking to folks right now in Georgia, people that were working on the front line. In fact, they sent me pictures. They were right there looking at the Dominion voting system. Some of them are IT experts. They're talking about holes that they saw in the security concerns that they have. So for any American out there, I mean, regardless of who you voted for anyone out there to say, oh, it's because it went my way, we don't need to investigate this. No, that's hogwash. We really need to listen to what people are saying out there. We really need to be critical. We can't afford or allow this to happen in any other election in the United States of America. For crying out loud, we are not a banana republic. We should want to investigate these claims. We should want to eliminate any possibility of fraud whatsoever. And I am concerned. I mean, look, everything rests on Georgia now, right? Whichever way the wind shifts in the Senate, it's all about Georgia. So we need to make sure come January, that this election is one that every American will feel good about and say, look, okay, this is who won. I mean, we've got, you know, Perdue and Loeffler there sitting there. But if this goes by way of the Democrats, remember, you're going to have Chuck Schumer in charge of the Senate. And it's going to be a complete change in American political policy. We're already seeing a complete 360 in our foreign policy overseas. We're already seeing what we're hearing from our allies in Israel and the situation there. We're looking at a potential for a reboot with Iran and the Iran deal. I mean, this is just overseas. And what's going to happen inside the United States? What's going to happen to small businesses? And, you know, the deregulation that existed under President Trump. What's going to happen with that when we start enforcing all these new regulatory demands on our small businesses and on our large companies? Are we going to see job loss? Are we going to see businesses shutting down? And what about all these crazy lockdowns, Todd? What about all of these issues that we're seeing in California where our Constitution is being trampled on, you know, by governors who really don't even care to follow the rules themselves? who go to $22,000 dinners with their friends and yet tell people they can only invite this many family members to their home for Thanksgiving. What kind of country do we live in? What kind of country do we want to live in?
Look, it's these are fair questions you're raising. And, you know, when you look at what's happening in New York, Andrew Cuomo having to back out of Thanksgiving dinner, he announced after telling everybody else you can't have Thanksgiving with your family, he announces that he's not only going to have Thanksgiving with his family, but he's bringing his 84-year-old mother to the Thanksgiving dinner. And, of course, now he's backing out of that because of the optics. But again, Sarah, when you look at the big story in New York and what's happening there, 50% of businesses, 50% of small businesses in Brooklyn, New York, will not be able to pay their rent this month. This is
right.
Unbelievable what we're facing.
Yeah, it is unbelievable what we're facing. And for all of the people out there that, you know, were critical of President Trump and still are critical and that he doesn't fit their idea of what a president should be, you've got to think of the actions of a leader and how those actions affect the entire nation, not just what you think should be there, you know, not just the perception of President Trump, but the actual person behind that, the actions behind that. He believed in free market capitalism. He focused on, you know, Operation Warp Speed to get a vaccine and some therapeutics for COVID. He believes in people's right to make their own choices and make their own decisions. And yeah, look at what happened with Governor Cuomo. He was going to have his, you know, his mother for Thanksgiving. And all of a sudden, you know, people figured that out and they were like, oh, well, we can't invite our mother. No, well, then you can't invite your mother. This is crazy talk. This is the United States of America. We are grown-ups. We do not need babysitters. We could put masks on our faces. People, if the weather is nice and you want to invite your elderly, family members, and you want to sit outside for Thanksgiving and be 6 feet apart because you want to ensure the safety of your family member and that they don't get COVID, then that's what you do. We do not need babysitters and governors, because look at what happened from California to New York, even with Governor Whitmer, even with Governor Wolf in Pennsylvania and Whitmer in Michigan. Look at how they have trampled on the rights of American citizens, which is the reason why you see people in Orange County, you know, in California protesting out on the streets. You see businesses, like you said, Todd, just shutting down. They're not going to be able to afford to stay open. There's people in California right now that are saying, look, we can't even afford to keep our restaurants open. We're going to have to fire people. We're going to have to let people go. We're going to lose our business. And then in Pennsylvania, Governor Wolf decides, well, we're not going to serve alcohol after 10 o'clock on Wednesday night in order to mitigate COVID. Like, what kind of rule is that? I never saw anything like that. And then the CDC says, don't play loud music to kind of mitigate COVID so you don't dance. I don't know.
Yeah, this is nuts. Sarah, it's nuts.
We have to be critical.
It's
crazy.
You've got the governor of Oregon out there telling people, like Kate Brown, the Democrats, saying, hey, you need to snitch on your neighbors, go spy on your neighbors, and if they're having a big crowd over for Thanksgiving, you got to call the cops. I mean, this is what America has become, and if
Cuba. That's Cuba.
It is Cuba. It is Cuba.
That's the old Soviet Union.
Interesting. This is a fascinating story, and you're right. The only way to stop this is to make sure that the Republicans hold on to the Senate. And we've got to look, I know there are people out there doing the shenanigans, people saying you got to write in Donald Trump. No, don't write in Donald Trump's name. You got to vote for Kelly Loeffler. You got to vote for David Perdue. I mean, we've got to get down to business here.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's critical. It's critical that the Senate be retained, that there be a balance of power in our political system, some semblance of normalcy. Because do you really want Chuck Schumer in charge? Do you really want the Democrats controlling all platforms? This is not our father's Democratic Party, our grandfather's Democratic Party. This is a new leftist radical party. All you have to do is look at the Green Deal with AOC. I know that we're here. I mean, the most progressive administration in the history of the United States. By the way, Bernie Sanders said that about Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, because he knows, Bernie Sanders knows, as well as AOC, as well as Rashida Tlaib and all of these others who who are radical leftists, they know for the first time they're going to have people in there that are going to push these agendas on the American people, and they see what's happening right now. And, you know, all of this fear because of COVID-19, all of these actions being taken by these governors, they see that they can seize some control here.
That's right.
So I say, let's do what we can to hold on to our control. We're the American people. We're the government. The government should not be in charge of us. We should be in charge of the government.
All right, Sarah, we're going to have to leave it there. Wow, you were fired up today.
I am. I'm really fired up today, Todd. But I think that's because all of us, you know, we went through a period of a little bit of mourning, and then we say, wait a minute, we got to get up and do what's right for our country.
That's right. And well said. All right, Sarah, look, I hate to do this, but they're yelling at me. We got to take a break here. SarahAcarter.com is the website. Not only does Sarah have the great podcast, but you can also watch her on the YouTube channel, which is pretty awesome. Sarah, great stuff. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, thank you so much, Todd. Thank you. You have a happy Thanksgiving, too.
All right. Great lady right there, an incredible journalist. And she also has a terrific story up on the website. A brand new poll out from Politico and Morning Consult. A majority of Republicans say that President Trump should run in 2024. What say you about that? We're going to go right to the phones. Got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Have I mentioned how awesome our audience is? You guys are pretty spectacular. And I just want to say thank you for the kind notes that you send the team here and the great work you are doing out there fighting the good fight in your communities across the country. And folks, we are continuing to grow. We're heading into the new year very soon, and we're going to be adding many more radio stations to our family. And so we're very excited about that. And we're going to get right to the phones now because many of you have been holding on for a while. Let's go to Glenn in Arkansas. Hi, Glenn. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. How you doing?
I'm well. Thank you for asking, Glenn.
I just wanted to say I'm a Vietnam vet. I see our country going back into Vietnam, where the world is, where Vietnam was turning inside out from it, from the inside. And I got to say, I stand behind Trump 100%. He's being ripped off. I've met the man personally back in 2000.
Glenn, let me ask you a question. You met the man. What was your impression of President Trump?
Best man I've ever met. He is truly 100% Christian. I know that for a fact. He's helped me and my family out when he didn't even realize it. As far as him being this pedophile that everybody says that he is, never happened. I trust the president, and I feel that if everybody believes in him, he will win because I've never known Trump to lose.
Well, you know what, Glenn? Good for you, sir, and thank you for serving our great country, and we're so honored to have you as a part of our radio family. Look, I'm with you. The president has not given up on us, so why should we give up on him? You know, he goes in every single day, and I think it was eloquently stated by Sandra, every single day they try to destroy this man. And why is that? Because he's standing up for all of us. He's taking a lot of arrows for people like you and me. And so we've got to be out there, and now it's our turn. Now we've got to be out there, and we've got to be standing tall. And I sincerely hope the Trump campaign decides to go down and do rallies in Georgia. And I suspect that you would have hundreds of thousands of people coming out. I really do. Glenn, thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Ed in Little Rock, Arkansas. Hi, Ed. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Mr. Starnes. It's a pleasure to be able to speak with you and to accept my phone call.
Well, thank you, sir.
You're very welcome, sir. There's, I understand you're going to be in Little Rock Saturday and be speaking at the Capitol.
That is the plan. Yes, that's the plan. Yes, sir.
Would you be kind enough to tell us what time that may take place? Because I've heard you're going to be speaking there from Doc Washburn and other places, people, but then no one knows the time that this is going to start.
Well, we, you know what, Ed, we're going to put you on hold, and we will get you that information, and we'll also post it on our live show blog. I don't have that information in front of me, guys, so if we can get that to Ed, and Ed, we will get that information to you. Hope to see you there. Thank you for the telephone call. All right, folks, we've got a lot more going on. This has been a wild day. I've got to get to this story first. I think this is important as we go into the Thanksgiving season. This is from Breitbart. Vegans are more likely to suffer broken bones than meat eaters, according to a survey from Oxford University. So these are the smart people, and they're also British. So that must, you know, have you noticed that people with British accents, they sometimes tend to be smarter than in Southern accents? I don't. Maybe it's just me. Anyway, the study found that vegans are 43% more likely to suffer a bone fracture than meat eaters. And why is that, ladies and gentlemen? Why is it that vegans are more likely to suffer broken bones? Well, it's because they don't eat meat. And if you don't eat meat, you can't grow up to be strong and, you know, fight the Russians and the commies. That's why you need to be a meat eater. And that's, we do not judge the vegan people. I'm sure we have a lot of vegans that listen to this radio program, and I'm sure I'm about to hear from many of them. But the fact of the matter is, God made the cows so that we could eat cheeseburgers. It's in the Old Testament somewhere in Deuteronomy. don't hold me to that, but it's somewhere in the Old Testament. All that to say, if you want to make sure that you grow up and big and strong, you need to drink lots of milk, preferably whole milk, and you need to eat cheeseburgers. And perhaps, you know, a pulled pork sandwich. I'm just saying. All right, got to take a break here, folks. We're going to jump right back into the political conversation. Also, coming up in the next hour, we have some crime news, a lot of bad behavior across the Fruited Plain, and I think it's because we're all cooped up inside of our homes. I have a question for you, though. All of these governors out there telling you how to live your lives, all these people telling you that you got to stay inside your house, the curfews, the bans on Thanksgiving. What do you do about all of that? Do you obey, or do you stand up like an American citizen and eat a cheeseburger and say, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore? This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.